was shut down completely. The only people in the building were Rotarians from all over the world. There were presentations by Rotarians from all over the world. I was privileged to be in the Rotaract and Interact room. I know you were on the panel at some point.
Yeah, I
Yep.
was.
And just again, Rotary International is the only service club in the world that has a seat at the UN. And we will be back in a minute after this short message.
Could you dedicate yourself to a worthy cause? Could you go the distance to keep a child healthy? Could you travel the world to help eliminate polio? Could you? A Rotary member could. Rotary continues its efforts to end this crippling disease worldwide, providing children with needed vaccinations. All it takes is one person to make a difference. Will you help change the world? For more information, go to Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And we are back with Radio Rotary. You are listening to a show that is brought to you by Radio Rotary, brought to you by the Lutheran Care Centers for over 130 years supporting our community, the MARC Agency and the MARC Foundation, and by Rotary New York District 7210. And joining me today are my guests, Nathaniel, Scott, and Robert, who are part of the Nubian Directions and Youth Build, which is pretty much based out of the city of Poughkeepsie. And one thing I wanted to ask you, Nathaniel, is that you're partnering with the Vassar Rotaract Club. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so I'm sure you've crossed with Jackie Law.
Yeah, I met with her about a week before we had to go to the UN.
Okay, and Jackie Law, for our listeners, is the sitting president of the Rotaract Club and also the founder of the Uganda Project.
Right.
And we have interviewed her here, by the way. She was on the panel with you.
Yes, she was.
Yep. So I was very proud. I felt like my children were all up there from the back of the room beaming away. Roger did too. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
So talk to me about what that UN experience was like.
Well, as I may have mentioned of when I was on the panel, I said about a year and a half prior to the entire situation, I was sleeping at a train station, you know. So to go from sleeping at a train station to talking to about 600 or maybe over 600 people in the United Nations is you have to have respect for that in its own right. Anyway, you know, so it was definitely an overwhelming experience. Nothing I ever thought I would have an opportunity to do. So I definitely recognize that as a privilege to begin with.
And so your life has changed considerably in a year.
Drastically. In the last year and a half, there's been so many different opportunities for me to get clarity on my life, being a part of the Youth Build Nubian Directions program, because I am a student or was a student in the Youth Build program. I'm graduating next week from
Congratulations.
The program.
And we're going to come back to that. We're going to talk a little bit about the program. But I want to ask you first, you were sleeping on a bench. You were basically homeless.
Sleeping at bus stations, bus stops,
around.
Train
stations. And how did you get involved? What drew you into this? What was your journey from bus station sleeping to being at the UN?
Well, it was
in the short version.
The short version,
because I know there's a mini
long.
Series there.
It's
I can
very
feel
long.
It.
It's very long. But the short version was one morning after waking up down at the train station, I saw a couple of my friends coming out of an apartment building that's not too far from the train station. I asked them where they were going. They said they were going to register for GED classes. I said, "Where are you going?" They said, "Nubian Directions." I was like, "They have classes for that over there?" So I went up, and it's been a part of the history ever since.
Wow. So you can walk in. Where is this located, Mr. Wright, or Nathaniel? Anybody jump in here. Where are you located in the
248 Main Street in Poughkeepsie, downtown, right off of Main and Market.
Okay.
Next to Alex's restaurant, across from City. Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, that's a great landmark.
Definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and you went with this group of young people, and you walked in, and it changed your life.
Absolutely.
Who did you meet there?
As far as the students, you mean? Who did
yes.
I meet there? Well, I've met quite a few people since I've been there. I've gone through about maybe four different groups of students mm-hmm. since I've been there. I've been there for about a year.
Okay, and you're about to graduate with your GED. I'm assuming that's what you're.
Yes, with my GED and construction credentials and everything intact that I need in order to be a full completer. I have all of those credentials, and so it's my time to leave now.
Yeah. They're going to kick their. You're out. You're going to be launched and out of the nest. Yeah. Robert's launching you here.
Yes, we're kicking him to the curb. after November 18th, he will have completed the program. In fact, we're having graduation on that day for the community if they want to come in. We have about 10 young people who have received their GED, their construction credentials, their computer literacy credentials, leadership credentials, an array of skills that they've learned from 6 months to a year in the Youth Build Program in Nubian Directions. So Nathaniel has been a wonderful part of that, mm-hmm. but it is time for him to move on. It's difficult, but it's time for him to move on.
So not only do you get the GED, the high school, the academic piece under your belt, but they also help you find a path to some type of a job, technical. You just mentioned computers. You're going to be involved in the construction industry, it sounds like.
Well, not necessarily. Students come into Nubian Directions. Yep. Construction is a part of the community service aspect of Youth Build.
Oh, I see.
In fact, the students in Youth Build just completed six low-income apartments over at 60 Catherine Street. So they learn construction skills. Mm-hmm. We're working with Hudson River Housing to complete that project. Hopefully in 2009, we'll be working at 55 Garden Street. We will be constructing or refurbishing a building there as well. But they learn construction skills mm-hmm. In our program, and they will earn a housing construction credential. They learn computer literacy skills, leadership skills. They also get soft skills training.
It's a
rounded. It takes care of the complete person.
That's terrific. Again, if somebody wanted to plug in to Youth Build or the Nubian Project, all they need to do is find the location, Robert, and walk in the door.
Walk in the door, warm, friendly environment. Just let them know what they need, Youth Build or GED, whatever it is, and they will receive assistance. They complete an application. They go through an interview. There is also a 10-day orientation before students are accepted into Youth Build just to make sure that there's a good match. And once they are in, you know, they take advantage of all the services that are available at Nubian Directions.
So let's talk a little bit with with Scott here about your club and how you're supporting and partnering with these two gentlemen in this amazing project.
Okay. Sure. First of all, Nathaniel is just should be an inspiration to all of us. I mean, he's really just done a terrific job and all the things he's done, and we are very so proud to support.
I wasn't
Nubian
kidding when I said a potential mini series here. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't making light of it. I'm very serious about that.
And we love, as a community-based organization, we love what Robert and Nubian Directions does for the community. They really provide a service that's greatly needed. And so we partnered with them along with Poughkeepsie South.
And what does that mean? What do you do?
We basically are helping to facilitate the meetings at Nubian Directions for their Rotaract Club. We are providing funds to operate.
You're involved in the funding piece. You help.
Yes.
You help support this financially. You have a fiduciary.
We do funding. We help them with the United Nations. We keep them adrift of what's going on. We've sent them up to the district conference, things like that.
And Nathaniel, did you attend the district conference?
As a matter of fact, I did. That was when? When was that? That was in.
I believe it was a couple months ago.
It was a couple months ago. I did.
Well, so
did
much has happened. Bless your heart. In 1 year, how could you possibly remember? Something as insignificant as a conference. I'm kidding.
No, I did. I did attend, and I did the same thing there. I shared my personal story with mm-hmm. them,
And the district conference president, Scott, is where Rotarians gather within the entire New York district.
Mm-hmm.
And there are meetings and breakouts and presentations and all that type of stuff where everybody gets to share. So back to you, Nathaniel. You you did your presentation
I
at
did.
The district?
Yes, I did.
Was that where they decided you were going to do it at the UN? How did that come about?
That came to me from Roger. He told me about a month. Okay. He told me about a month prior to the UN that that I was selected to go to the UN. There were five other candidates who were being looked at before me, and it was hands down. We want him to go.
Oh, great.
To the UN.
Well, so. I mean, it's such a moving story. And there are many worthwhile stories, but congratulations, because you did receive a standing ovation. I mean, that was a packed room. I'm still on cloud nine after having attended the weekend and just going through the security at the UN. You know, it was something else getting in, but that's okay. We understand why. And once again, we are talking with Nathaniel, Scott, and Robert, who are all involved with the Rotaract here in the city of Poughkeepsie, the Nubian Directions, and Youth Build. And I just wanted to mention, since we are on radio, that Mr. Robert Wright has a fabulous New Directions Youth Building Partnership staff shirt on. You should be making those available to others. And on the back, oh, he's swinging around. Okay, so it's got artwork. There's artwork involved. And we will be right back after this quick break.
When you are recovering from an illness, injury, or disabling condition, you need a special kind of care that gets you back on your feet. The care you'll find at Lutheran Care Center. Located on Route 44 in Poughkeepsie, New York, Lutheran Care Center is the Hudson Valley's choice for generic needs, disabled adults, special needs persons, and all supported by a 160-bed skilled nursing facility that includes a 40-bed rehabilitation unit. With two adult daycares, Lutheran Care Center has a complete medical and social support system. Tours are available at Lutheran Care Center by calling 845-586-9494. That's 845-586-9494. Lutheran Care Center, for over 130 years supporting our community, and is now a proud sponsor of Radio Rotary. Lutheran Care Center.
And we are back with Radio Rotary, and my guests are Nathaniel Almeida, Scott Sweeney, and Robert Wright, who are all involved with the Nubian Directions and the Youth Build and the Rotaract clubs here in the city of Poughkeepsie. And since this has been such a moving show, and Nathaniel has been generous enough to share some of his most personal things, from how he got from sleeping on a bench to being a presenter at the United Nations just a week ago, there are ways that people can become Rotarians. You are invited. It is a peer invitation. And Scott, why don't you tell us a little bit about that, since you are president of a club?
Yeah, I just, you know, we are always looking for good Rotarians to come and add to the fundraising aspect of our club. Just a little bit about the City of Poughkeepsie Rotary Club. We were one of the oldest clubs in the district.
How old is it?
We were founded in 1919.
Oh, boy. So is that older than the Kingston Club?
I believe we were the second after the Kingston Club.
Okay, because they're like 90-something, I think.
Yeah,
terrific.
We were after the second club. In fact, during World War II, through efforts of the City of Poughkeepsie Rotary Club, we were able to raise nearly $2 million worth of war bonds. And we actually had a warplane that was named Rotary Club of Poughkeepsie. So I thought that was pretty
makes
interesting.
Makes you proud,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes. And you know, one of the great things about Rotary, for those of you listening and then that are not members of Rotary, is we help many different organizations like Nubian Directions, the Children's Home, the Boy Scouts, YMCA, Salvation Army. And we sponsor for the City of Poughkeepsie School District an annual award for Teacher of the Year. And we also fund scholarships for some of their students.
And you're speaking specifically of your Poughkeepsie Club.
Yes.
Because Rotary International, all the funds, almost every penny that's ever raised, goes directly back into your immediate community, and it goes into the global community. And Rotary International will be in a leadership position as being responsible for the annihilation of polio throughout the globe. Their shelter box project is just what it says. They bring shelter, these pop-up tents that are lightweight, fully equipped into disaster and part of the disaster recovery areas all over the world. Volunteers go out, and their water, their clean water projects, again, globally, and Rotarians themselves are involved in missions and go out into third world countries or places where children don't even have clean water to drink. So thank you, Scott, so much for putting a fine point on what you're one of the oldest clubs in the district, what you are involved in. And if people wanted more information, could they get in touch with you about having how to be involved as a Rotarian?
Sure. They could call me or they can call our membership director, Lou Lewis, at 454-1200 or myself at 454-0800.
Terrific. And again, we mentioned that one of your big initiatives is your club helps with the funding of this Nubian Directions and the Youth Build. So you're emotionally and financially supportive of the effort. And that is the Poughkeepsie Club. And Robert, I wanted to ask you, where do you get the rest of your funding from? How does that work?
Well, Nubian Directions receives funding from the federal government. DOL funds the Youth Build Project. We will be applying for those funds January 15th for a new round of funding. We also receive funding from the local county as well as city government to run all of our youth programs, not just Youth Build. And also, the Arlington Rotary is doing a fund drive right now to donate money to the Youth Build Nubian Rotaract Club for some of their initiatives. So,
and let's just again remind our listening audience that this Rotaract Club is community-based.
It's community-based. One of the, I guess, the only ones in the area that's community-based. And Nubian Directions is proud to be a part of, you know, the Rotary International through Rotaract. Also, Nubian Directions is involved with AmeriCorps. So there is a blend here with the service.
What is AmeriCorps?
AmeriCorps is a national service organization for youth and adults. There are about 70,000 people around the country who volunteer to do community type activities and projects.
It's kind of like the American Peace Corps.
No question about it.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect blend for Rotaract because they are also involved with service. So we combine the two initiatives to make sure that our young people are giving back to their community.
So you have some funding from the city and from the county. You have funding from other service organizations. And what communities do you serve? Is it beyond the tell me what your geographic?
We primarily serve the Poughkeepsie community, even though a young person from anywhere in the county, as long as transportation can be arranged, we will provide services for them as well to participate in our Youth Build program.
So you will turn nobody away.
We
I think
turn
that's
no
the
one
point.
Away as long
the
as,
point I'm trying yes. to make mm-hmm. is if you, a loved one, or anybody you think needs or could wants to take advantage of this program, you are located where, Robert?
248 Main Street, right here in the city, in the heart of the city of Poughkeepsie. And if they wanted to contact us in terms of phone, they can contact us at 845-452-8574, 845-452-8574. Or they could visit our website, which is www.nubiandirections.org, www.nubiandirections.n. U-B-I-A-N, and as if you're giving someone directions, directions.org.
Well, this has just been, as usual, I always feel that these conversations in some way has an impact on my psyche and changes my life a little bit. Truly, you are all exemplary of our Rotary motto, Humanity in Motion. I have been talking here with Nathaniel Armada, president of the Rotaract Club, Nubian Directions and Youth Build, Scott Sweeney, president of the Poughkeepsie Rotary Club, who is a sponsor of these two programs, and the youngest president I've ever met, Triple Legacy. You're the third president of in your family. You are president of one of the oldest Rotary clubs in our district, and with Robert Wright, who just beams. He's like the moon and the sun here. Everything comes straight from his heart. Director, CEO, president. I'm not quite sure. I'm rolling it all in one because you deserve all of the above of the Youth Build and Nubian Directions. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay tuned for more fine programming.
And that was Radio Rotary for this Friday, the 14th of November, 2008. You are, of course, tuned to the heart and soul of American music, WHVW.